Father, now may the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
That reading which we made from Matthew's Gospel opens with a piece of information. The 11 disciples went back to Galilee. They'd received instructions to go there on two separate occasions. On the night of the Last Supper, Jesus had said to them, "After I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." And then when the women visited the empty tomb on Easter morning, the angel said to them, "Go quickly and tell the disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." So clear instructions on two occasions. Why back to Galilee? We can only guess that it is in the kindness of Jesus that he meets them in a place, in a neighborhood where their homes are. Perhaps it is here that they can relax after all the violence, the trauma, the dangers of Jerusalem. It was here that everything for them began. It is here that they first heard the call to follow Jesus. Now it is here that Jesus has exceptionally important things to say to them and vital instructions to give them. And these instructions we call the Great Commission. This is the moment when Jesus hands to them the seemingly enormous responsibility of taking the gospel message to the whole world. Can you imagine what it felt like to have the task laid upon you? It's now your task to spread the good news, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's relying on you. He was relying on his listeners then. He's still relying on you today. You have to be the answer to that prayer that we have all been praying during these last weeks. Those three words: Thy kingdom come. Three little words. Thy kingdom come. Many of us have found during this initiative from our present archbishops that those three words are like an instant arrow prayer that can be prayed at any moment, in any situation. Thy kingdom come. When we're confronted by a situation that seems enormous, those words mean all the love and the care and the compassion and the strength of Jesus and his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Three words, use them. Continue to use them frequently. That we use them at any moment today is good. But yes, they are a silent continuation of the Great Commission. Because the Great Commission now is ours. all that Jesus said to his followers then is now ours. And in the light of the idea that we're part of the Great Commission, we need to look at this passage a bit more clearly and closely. And I found it helpful when reading various Bible scholars that they've divided it into three sections. Preachers always like threes, you may have noticed. First, there's the great claim. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says Jesus. What a claim. Jesus is assuring those who follow him of his power, of his authority. Nothing is impossible for him who has died, who has conquered death itself, and now is alive forevermore. Think of the wonderful poetic imagery used in our first reading from Isaiah. It helps us understand the supreme authority and power of our Lord. Remember, who has measured the waters in the hollow of your hand? Or with the breadth of your hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Or weighed the mountains in the scale? Let those words enlarge your mind to begin to comprehend the wonder of our God, of the Lord God Almighty. Moment by moment, day by day, this is one on whom we may lean. He is the one on whom we can rely, the one who is utterly and eternally faithful. To fulfill the commission that those disciples were given then, and the task that we have of continuing that mission today, it will be necessary that we have an acute awareness of the greatness of our Lord, the God Almighty. Paul, in his writing, had no doubts about this. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for those who believe. That power is like the working of his almighty strength, which he exerted in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be a head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Glorious picture of our Lord seated in glory. And this is the one on whom we can rely. This is the one who is with us moment by moment, day by day. What a claim, the great claim, but now the great commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. disciples. Know that one. Which is not exactly the same as making converts. Though that is certainly part, an essential part, of the meaning of discipleship. Teaching means that the mind as well as the will and the heart must be one for God. Today, in every place where there is a church, a Christian community, a Christian family, there should be a concern for reaching out to those among whom we live. Reaching out to bring people of all ages to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to love and to nurture and to cherish them, to teach them, and to enable spiritual growth. But the commission does not stop amongst those where we live. It's to all nations. That is why here in Necton we support a number of missionary societies working both in this country and overseas. We're realistic, not everybody can answer the call to go overseas and spread the gospel. But we can support a particular mission society by keeping ourselves informed of all that they do, by taking a magazine or receiving a newsletter from one of the missionaries who we support, and most of all, by our prayers. The Great Commission still applies to all followers of Jesus today. And we, at the very least, can be obedient in prayer. The Great Claim, the Great Commission, and now the Great Comfort. And surely, says Jesus, I am with you always, to the very end of the earth. It must have been a staggering thing for those 11 humble Galileans to be sent out to conquer the world. Even as they heard in their hearts, surely their hearts failed them. But no sooner was the command given than the promise followed. With them was to be the greatest presence in the world. Our Lord never calls us to a work for him without supplying us with all that we need to fulfill that task. He walks with us step by step. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us always. Yesterday we considered the Great Commission, but not the Great Commission just for the 11. It's directed at us. Oh, I don't think I'm up to that task. I used to have a paraphrase on a postcard on my desk. Christ be thy strength, when many a stumbling fall has tried and proved thee without strength at all. Be not discouraged then. Thy weakness brings the strength of Christ upon almighty wings. That great claim of promise of who he is, what he does, and his power and his dominion, that's available to each one.